आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So what is bondage after discussing anatma, then after that atma, and what is bondage, what is bandhan? Now Shankaracharya saying, atra anatmani aham iti mati bandha eso asya punsaha. Atra here in anatma, if you say that is atma, that is aham, that is me, aham means atma. In anatma, if you have got an understanding that anatma is atma, unreal is real, then that is bandhan. How you got it? Prapta ajnanat. You got it because of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of your own true self. You don't know. Therefore, you got it. Then what happened with that? Janana marana klesa sampat hetu. So that becomes the cause of your janan, your birth, death, klesa, all sorrows is coming because of this ajnan. Yena vayam vapur idam asat satyam iti atmabuddhya. You are thinking this body which is asat. This body is also anatma. But we are thinking atma buddhya, that this body is real. This body is me. Body is atma. Then what you do? Pushyati. You nourish it. Ukshati. You take care, bathes. దెన్ విషయి తన్ అవతి విషయి అవతి యు ప్రొటెక్ట్ విత్ ఆల్ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ యు బ్రింగ్ సో మెనీ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఫర్ ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ ఫ్రమ్ మార్నింగ్ టు ఈవినింగ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఫీడ్ ఇట్ 4 times a day దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ యు టేక్ కేర్ 4 times back దెన్ బ్రింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ తంతుభి కోశకృత్ విత్ లవ్ లైక్ ద తంతుభి లైక్ ద కోకూన్ విత్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ సిల్క్ వార్మ్ ఇట్ బైండ్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ సో వీ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ డన్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ కన్సిడరింగ్ అనాత్మ యాజ్ ఆత్మ కన్సిడరింగ్ బాడీ యాజ్ ఆత్మ బాడీ ఇస్ రియల్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ స్టార్ట్స్ Gurudev have written beautifully. How many of you read the commentary of Gurudev at home? One person. Then I have to read some portion. Suppose in a drunken mood you misunderstand yourself to be your own shadow. Shadow is me. Then what will happen? Terrible suffering must then start for you. You find you are lying down on the road and the traffic is incessantly passing over you. Your head is sometimes in the filthy wayside gutter. You refuse to move because you are being dragged. Thus all the sufferings of the shadow become your suffering. A simple misunderstanding that you are your shadow become the source of a chain of terrible sufferings. One misunderstanding creates so much problem. Similarly, the misunderstanding, I am the anatman. This is misunderstanding. Is the springboard for all bondages and the limitations that are suffered in voiceless agony by our personality. To end this misunderstanding would be redeeming at once our personality from the incrustations of matters and its tyranny. One who is released from the tyrannies of matter is God-man. Bas. The moment you understand anatma and atma, you are not anatma, you are atma, you are God-man. Itna hi janna hai, that's all. Only two things, you are identifying with the anatma and the scripture says, no, you are not anatma, you are atma. Disassociate from anatma and associate with atma. You become God-man. On earth, perfect and free, liberated totally from the weaknesses of which the characterized a mortal, you will be living God-man on this earth, free of everything. Very beautifully, Gurudev writes, God apparently suffering the sorrows of persecuting matter is man. God suffering the persecution of this matter is man, that's all. So man is God. In the dream, when I forget my real nature, I identify with the thing projected by me in the dream and suffer the consequences. The suffering of the dream lasts only till I wake up. The moment I wake up and realize my real nature, all the sorrows of the dream ends. When in a drunken state I forget my real nature, I keep the wrong relationship with the world around me and consequently I come to suffer. A madman, because of some psychological changes in him, forgets himself and starts behaving wrongly in the world around him. In the same manner, I who am God, the Paramatman, the pure self, not understanding myself, in the non-apprehension of my real nature, start creating misapprehension, then identifying myself with the not-self, which I am not, I come to suffer the pains of existence created by myself for myself. थोड़ा सा गड़बड़ है खाली ओनली आइडेंटिफिकेशन विद द अनात्मन इज क्रिएटिंग ऑल दिस प्रॉब्लम This identification, only identification, attachment, this identification with the not self, in each one of us, the cause of our life sufferings. The cause. So whenever next time you suffer, try to find out the cause. You will come to know that you are identified with something. The cause is your identification. In cinema hall, we identify ourselves with the hero or heroine on the screen. We feel happy at their happiness and agony at their sorrows. See the identity. The unreal is that which has not, which was not, and that which shall never be, but only apparently exist. It was not there in the past, it will not remain in the future, it is there only for a period of time, that is called unreal. This is otherwise called the illusion. This is, we call it mithya. The body which was not there before the birth and shall not be there after death, but is only temporarily existent, must fall under the category of the unreal. The body is also mithya, is limited in time. But because of the man's spiritual ignorance and his consequent bondages, this body which is mortal is considered by him as his real nature. So what happens after that? The story continues. When you consider your body as real, when this body is not only considered real but in total identification with it, when a man asserts that the body alone is real, then there can be only one duty in life for him. That duty is to fatten, to nourish, to feed it, to enjoy himself thoroughly. Here we have the true to life picture of what we are. We all have done this thing. It is not sufficient that we look after and preserve the body, but we must also run after all the objects desired by it: house, car, radio, air conditioner, television, and what not. Why am I living so contentedly in this slavery? Because this body is me. My body's happiness is my happiness. This is our wrong understanding. Once we are under the hallucination that we are worms, we certainly become afraid of all the insectivorous birds. This fear will vanish only when we are convinced that we are human beings and not worms. No matter how many times a psychiatrist tells us that we are not worms, it will not help us if we do not realize that we are human beings. We are not worms. We are not an atma. The moment you come to know that you are atma, you become a godman. Similarly, however much the teacher may tell us that we are Paramatman, we may read and study books like the Vivek Chudamani, we may attend satsang and discuss in study group, but the deep down in ourselves, we are convinced that we are this body only. Why? Because of the vidya. The non-apprehension of our real divine spiritual nature. And then you become that cocoon. Under the circumstances, your personality becomes conditioned by these endless demands and your essential vitalities, capacities, and intelligence fail to bloom and express themselves as they get shackled and conditioned at all times by your past, which you have not woven into inescapable patterns around yourself. All this arose from one and the same springboard. You forgot yourself. You forgot that you are Atman. You lived all along misunderstanding yourself to be the matter equipment of BMI, the not self anatma. In this condition, you come to experience suffering. This is called bondage, sansar dukkham. I think we are absolutely clear about the source of our sorrow. No more explanation is needed. Then Shankaracharya ji says, atasmin tad buddhi prabhavati viuna satamasa. Atasmin tad buddhi. Tasmin tad buddhi is very clear understanding. This is spoon, this is clear understanding. But if you don't know, this is plate. This is not spoon. This is plate. Then atasmin tad buddhi. Atasmin tad buddhi. Prabhavati create bhimunat satamasa. It is because of the ignorance. Vivek abhavat. You have not done vivek. You have not done vivek. Vivek ka abhav hai. Spurati bhujage rajya disna. Spurati. Immediately it springs. What? Bhujage rajju. Ulta kar diya Shankaracharya ji ne. Now there is a real snake. But you are considering this is roe. Tata anarth brato nipatati samadato adhika tato asad graha sahi bhavati banta srunu sakhe. O sakhe srunu, this is bandhan. Then the sufferings will all start. So far we have seen it. I will read only the last paragraph of Gurudev. The Acharya indicates that this is precisely what is happening in our life. The body is misunderstood as Atman, the self. That is all. Bas itna hi galti kiya humne, chota sa galti hai. The Anatman, the body is self. The consequence are a house, a car, a wife, plenty of money, anxieties, how to procure it, having procured it, how to keep it, and having kept it, the responsibility of guarding it day and night, radio, television, air conditioning, pleasure, parties, entertainment, and relationship, all these can heap unnecessarily meaningless agonies upon our head. The more we identify with the body, the more are our life's botherations. Thus, holding on to the unreal things become the essence of all bondage. This is the second definition of the bondage. The first definition was in the previous verse, where it was declared that considering the anatman to be the self was the bondage. Bondage is nothing other than the identification with the unreal, the perishable, the changeable, the variable, the mutable, together called anatman. That is the characteristic of anatman. So we have to know the characteristic of anatman and atman. Atman is always changing and perishable. Sure? Anatman is always changing and perishable. Atman is eternal, not modifying. In the unhappy wedlock of atman and anatman, so there is a wedding of Atman and Anatman. So what has happened? This ego is created. And in each of us, it is this ego which supplies our sense of limitation, the bondage in life. So that is what our Gurudev used to say, this ego is small I. Really we are big I. We are Brahman, we are Paramatman. But we consider ourselves limited. We are infinite, but we consider ourselves finite. Verse number 139.
Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shaktya. Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shaktya spurantam atmanam ananta vaibhavam. Spurantam atmanam ananta vaibhavam samavrinotya vriti shakti resha समाप्रिनोत्या वृतिशक्तिरेषा तमोमयी राहुरिवार्कबिम्बम्
तमोमयी
राहुरिवार्कबिम्बम् अखण्डनित्याद्वयबोधशक्त्या स्फुरन्तमात्मानमनन्तवैभवम् समावृणोत्या वृतिशक्तिरेषा तमोमयी राहुरिवार्कबिम्बम्
सेम् ऐडिया बट् इन् डिफ्रेण्ट् वर्ड्स् डिफ्रेण्ट् एक्साम्पल् Shankaracharya is not going to leave us. He will drill this idea in our head. He will give many examples and prove that we all are wrong. Our understanding is wrong. He said, Akhanda Nitya Advaya Bodh Saktya Svurantam Atmanam Anantavayvam. How this Atma is Akhanda, indivisible. Nitya, eternal. It's not limited in time. Advay, non-dual, ekam, it's only one. Bodh Saktya is the illuminator, is the knowledge itself. Svurantam, it is manifesting. Atmanam, itself, anantabhaivam, and its glories. So how is this Atma? Atma is akhanda, nitya, Advaya, Bodha Sakti, and manifesting Ananta Vaivam, infinite glories. But I don't feel like that. Do I feel that? No. I am not Akhanda, I am Khand. I don't feel that I am infinite. I feel finite. I feel limited in time. I feel alpa, I am not advaya, there are many dvaya, there are many, and my glory. How much is my glory? BA, BCom, MSc, MCom, this is my glory. Infinite glories. So we are anant, but we are crying. Is not so? So why it so happened? If we are really an Atman, blissful, then why are we crying? It says, Samabrunati Abratti Sakti Esa. Abrunati, it covers. Samabrunati, fully covered. Who covered it? Abratti Sakti. Abratti Sakti, veiling power. Veiling power of Maya. How many powers Maya has got? Two. Veiling power and? There is a third power also, which is called Vivek Sakti, Avaran Sakti, Vikshepa Sakti, and Vivek Sakti. Maya has got three guna, Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. Tamogun is the Avaran Sakti, Rajogun is the Vikshepa Sakti, and the Sattvagun is the Vivek Sakti. So if you want to come out of the Maya, what you have to do? You have to utilize your Vivek Sakti. Because Avaran and Vikshep comes with the manufacturing detail, everything. When we are created, it is Rajo Tamogun Pradhan. Jeev is Rajo Tamogun Pradhan. And how much Sattva we have got? We have got Malin Sattva. Malin Sattva means that Sattva is not sufficient to know your true nature. So that is our manufacturing defect. More of tamo and rajogun, less of sattvagun. We have to increase our sattvagun. When you increase your sattvagun, then you can overcome your avaran sakti and vichep sakti. Now, can you give me an example how this avaran sakti covers self? Yes, batate na bhi. Dekho, tamo mai rahu arkabimba. Tamomayi, tamomayi means it's of the nature of tamas, ignorance. How we know Rahu iv arkabimba, orb of sun, arkabimba. Jab grahan lagta hai na, then what we say? Rahu. Swallowed the sun. So Rahu has got only head. You know this Kathana, the mythology. When the Amrit was being distributed, one Asur came, sat as a Devta. Then Devta came to know this is Asur. So by that time he has already taken, but it has not gone down. So Rahu grabs, this is mythology. Rahu grabs the sun. Idhar se khaya, idhar se nikal gaya. That is what happens na. When the eclipse is there, last time there was total eclipse, phir idhar se nikal aya. Similarly, it covers the Atman. But what is the scientific reason? It's a mythology. There is no Rahu and is the shadow of moon, is it not? So the shadow of moon which covers. Achha, can really the shadow of moon cover sun? Sun is much more bigger than earth and moon. Can it cover? Can Maya cover Atma? Atma is infinite. Maya is finite. Can it cover? No, it can't cover. It covers our buddhi. The avaran sakti is on the buddhi. The buddhi is not able to understand. Now in the next verse, again the same thing, same idea. Now it is the blending of poetry and philosophy.
Tirobhute swatman yamalatara tejo vati puman. Tirobhute swatman amalate jo vati puman.
Shall I break it?
Tirobhute swatman.
Tirobhute swatman.
Amalatara tejo vati puman.
Amalatare jovati puman.
Anatmanam mohad.
Anatmanam mohad.
Ahamiti shariram kalayati.
Ahamiti shariram kalayati.
Tata kama krodha.
Tata kama krodha.
Praviti viramum bandhana gunaihi.
Praviti viranamum
gunaihi. Param vikshepakya.
Param vikshepakya.
Rajasa urushaktir vathayati.
Rajasa urushaktir vathayati.
Tiro bhute swatman amalatarate jovati puman. Anatmanam mohat ahamiti shariram kalayati. Tata kama krodha praviti viramum bandhana gunaihi. Param vikshepakhya rajasa urushaktir vathayati.
Meaning is very simple. Tirobhute swatmani amaltara tejobati puman. Puman means a man. Tirobhute means hidden. Is hidden. What is hidden? Swatmani, one's own self is hidden. Tirobhute swatmani, my own self is hidden. How is this self? Amalatara. Mal means impure. Amal means pure. Mala, malatara, purest. And how is that amaltara? Tejovati, of splendor. It is effulgent, it is illuminator. Atman is pure, effulgent. But it is covered, hidden. Then what happened? First there is a non-apprehension. Atman is there, but it is covered. So there is no non-apprehension of Atman. Then what will happen? My buddhi will not accept it. It will project something. It will never accept the defeat. Hum Atma ko nahi jante, to kya hua? Do you know this person? Kabhi jindagi mein dekha nahi usko. I think he is a good person. Are, how can you say a good person or a bad person? What happened next? Anatmanam mohat aham iti sariram kalayati. Kalayati means considers. Anatmanam, not self. Sariram. Sariram is atma. Sariram atma. Sariram anatma. Mohat, out of ignorance, due to ignorance. Ahamati, this sarir is me. This sarir is atma. Kalayati, he considers. Since the atma is covered, non-apprehension of atma, now the puman, a person, thinks this body, he considers this body as atma. Pure poetic beauty. So in delusion, he is saying that this is Atman. So first there was a veiling power of Maya covered the Atman. And second, the Vichep Shakti projected this body is Atman. Then what happened after that? The story continues. Tataha, thereafter. Kama, Krodha, Pravritti bhi, Amum bandhan gunai. Amum means this. Tata thereafter, this kam krodh pravritti bhi, that means the sadvikar. They came. Atma is covered, anatma is projected. When the anatma is projected, then kam, krodh, and all these sadvikar came. Bandhan gunai. They bind us. You all know how kam binds us. How it has happened? I am poon, that is covered, veiling power. I am Brahman, I am self, the Maya, by the ignorance, the tamogun, it covered. Now I don't know. I am poon, I am Satchidananda, I don't need anything from the world. After covering, what happened? Now I think I am not poon, I am apoon. I am not complete. So to make myself complete, what I desire? I desire objects, beings, dollar, property, car, air conditioner, to make myself poorn, calm. And then the krodh will come if the desire is not fulfilled. And it will happen. All desires are not fulfilled. Why? Because demand is more, supply is less. So krodh will come. If fulfilled, lobh will come. Mad, moh, masad, it all follows. So not knowing our true nature, which is veiled by tamogun, it projected that this body is Atman. With this wrong notion, tatha thereafter, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, asya, they all came. When water is dirty, then it becomes a breeding ground for the bacteria and germs. Similarly, my mind has also become impure. By this kam, krodh, lobh, moh, madma. These are called satripu, six enemies. Param bichhe pakya rajasa uru sakti vyathati. Kiska kaam hai bhai? So he said, surely bichhe pakya, it is called bichhe sakti. And how is that uru sakti, the great power? Kiska hai? Of rajas. Vyathati, and it persecutes. So first it was veiled, then the rajas projected, and this rajas is causing us suffering. Very simple thing, phir bhi hum samajh mein nahi aata hai. We always say, my head is paining. So your head is different from you, na? My hand, my legs, my eyes, my ears. So they are all different from you. नहीं समझ में आता है तो कोई so simple logic है. So simple logic. When you say my book, book is different from you, na? When it comes to my hand, then why you are saying this hand is Atma? Hand is also different from you. My mind, my heart, my lung, my this, my. Everything which is my is different from me. समझ में नहीं आता है क्या करें. Continuing the discussion of ignorance, 141.
Mahamoha graha. Grasana galitatma vagamano. Diyo nanavastham. Swayam abhinayam tad gunataya. Apare sansare. Vishaya vishapure jalanidhau. Nimajyon majyayam. Bhramati kumati kutsita gatihi. Mahamoha graha grasana galitatma vagamano. Diyo nanavastham swayam abhinayam tad gunataya. Apare sansare vishaya vishapure jalanidhau. Nimajyon majyayam. Bhramati kumati kutsita gati.
Mahamoha graha grasana galita atma avagamanam. Atma avagamanam. One whose self-knowledge is grasana galita, swallowed up. Grasana galita, swallowed up. By whom? Graha, by the sark. Mahamoha is of the great ignorance. So the knowledge of the self, our own knowledge of self is swallowed up. We don't know. Who has swallowed up? Graha, sar. Who is this sar? Ignorance. Ajnan has covered jnan. Simple meaning. Ignorance has covered the knowledge. And this is our degree. If you want to define who is a jiva, this is the degree. So after your name, you can write Mahamoha Graha Grasana Galit Atma Avagaman. This is jiva. Atma Avagaman, the knowledge of self, nahi hai hamare paas. What has happened to that knowledge? Grasana Galita. Swallowed up. By whom? By the graha, sark. Who is this sark? Mahamoha, great ignorance. So we all should write after that our name, not BAMA, PhD or Nobel laureate. Mahamoha, grasana galita atma avagamanan. Like people write na Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri, we are this. Our mind and intellect is deluded because it's not able to understand or grasp the knowledge of the self. Then what happened? Diya nana avastham swayam abhinayam tad gunataya. Diya means of the intellect. Nana avastham, different states. Swayam, himself. Abhinayam, behaving, acting. Tad gunataya, as a superimposed attributes. So what has happened? Behaves as though the different states of his intellect were the nature of the self. Buddhi means intellect. Dhiyo yo na prachodayat. In our Gayatri Mantra comes, Dhi means Buddhi. So his mind and intellect goes up and down. So Atma is actor, Buddhi is costume. So this Atma goes up and down. Like an actor, when he wears a dress, other day I saw Vivek Binaji becoming Raja. No, Ramji. He became Ramji, wore the dress of Ramji. He behaved like Ramji, but he knows fully well that he is not Ramji. The actor knows that he is not Ram. Similarly, Atma knows, Atma has worn a dress, the dress is Buddhi. And that Atman, according to the dress, is acting in the world. According to the dress, when the Buddhi goes up or down, accordingly it goes up and down. But Atman knows. Atman knows its real nature. Vivekji knew, Abhinayji knew that he is not Ramji, but he is acting because of the dress. Similarly, the Atman has worn this dress of Buddhi. And according to the guna of Buddhi, it goes up and down, up and down. So I am Abhinayan, it is acting. Then what happened? In the actor life, you will find two types of life. One is the real life, other is real life. Isn't it, sir? Real life and real life. So he knows his real life, he knows the real life also. In the real life, he may be very successful. He shows bahut achha pati hai. In the real life, not real life. In the real life, in cinema, he's a successful man. Family very good. In the real life, he might have divorced many times. They're different. So it is a acting. Similarly, the Atman is also acting with the Buddhi as its dress. Goes up and down. In Bhagavata also there comes a katha, Paranjan katha. Puranjan. One Puranjan is there, he has got wife, but the name of wife is not given. So for our purpose, we take it, Puranjani is the name of Puranjan's wife. So when Puranjani laughs, Puranjan laughs. When Puranjani cries, this Puranjani is also crying. So Vahampa is a very long story. To cut it short, Puranjan is Jeev and Puranjani is Buddhi. The Jeev, according to its Buddhi, goes up and down. What happened then? Apar sansare visaya vispure jal nidho nimajya unmajya ayam brahmati. Brahmati drifts. In the sansar sagar, in the ocean of sansar, it drifts. This jiva drifts. And how, what is this ocean? Visay, vispure, it is full of poison of sense pleasures. Nimajya, sinking, unmajya. Have you ever taken bath in ocean? You have to learn how to take a bath. When the high wave comes, what you have to do? You have to duck. Go jump. And when the small wave comes, jump. So unless you know the tactics, you cannot take bath. So similarly, in this ocean of sansar, which is full of visaya, visaya vispure. Visaya word itself says that visaya has got vis. It has got a poison. It's full of that. So we have to know how to navigate in that. And earlier also, we have seen शंकराचार्य से दोषे न तीव्रो विषय कृष्ण सर्प विषाद पी विषम निहंती भोक्तारम दृष्टारम चचुषाप्ययम. It says the विषय आर इवन मोर डेंजरस देन द कोबरा पॉइजन. बाई सीइंग पॉइजन यू नेवर डाई. वेन यू कंज्यूम पॉइजन देन यू डाई. बट द विषय बाई सीइंग विषय यू आर कॉट. And once you are there, unmajja nimajja means that you are sansara, taking birth, death, birth, death, birth, death, birth. What was the cause? Ignorance. You remember, this is ignorance. Vasana, ignorance, prakriti, maya, trigun, everything is this. And this is the curtain, a thick curtain between my Paramatma and this world. This is veiling. Drop this V, you can see it clearly. And that is the cause of our birth and death. How to act in the world, we don't know. Manual nahi padha. Manual says how to act in the world. Without studying the manual, we are acting in the world. So we are all caught in that. So we have to learn how to tackle the waves. For that you have to study the scriptures. And it is coming, sorrows are coming one after another. Mahatma gave an example like the postman, he comes with a lot of mails every day. Now you get emails. Earlier time the postman used to deliver. So sometimes you get the wedding card, you get very happy. Oh, so and so is getting married also. That's happy. Then you get the telegram also, somebody died. Happy. In some mail you are getting check. Other person, other mail, somebody is claiming how you owe me so much. Up and down. If somebody asks you, what is giving you sorrow and joy? Postman. He brought all the mates. So he is cause of my joy and sorrow. So here it is said, poetically said, Nimajya Unmajya, I am Brahmati. It goes up and down. How? Kumati Kutsit Gati, man of perverted intellect. Kumati. What is this Kumati? Devoid of the right knowledge. No Vivek. Therefore, death and birth and death continuously goes. Kumati. Sumati kumati sabke ur rahi, jaha sumati taha sampatti nana, jaha kumati tahi vipatti nidana. Sumati and kumati is there with all of us. But wherever there is sumati, taha sampatti nana, there is a wealth, prosperity, everything is there. But where there is kumati, a lot of sorrows are there. Now Gurudev writes, an individual who has a perverted intellect, whose knowledge of his self has been swallowed by the shark of complete ignorance, behaves as though the different states of his intellect were the nature of the self, and drifts up and down, now rising, now sinking, on the ocean of change, which is full of poison of sense pleasures. Indeed, what a calamitous fate. Now the question comes, how to cross this ocean of sansar? Kaise paar kare isko? One way is to have sara pani pi jao, sansar. There is a meera bhajan na, sukh gayo bhav sagar ab fikar nahi tarnan ki. Sukh gayo bhav sagar ab fikar nahi tarnan ki. Bhav sagar sukh. Another way is to lift yourself from the sagar, like Hanumanji lifted himself and crossed the sansar sagar. What is this lifting of this? Lift your mind. Bodily you cannot lift yourself. Lift your mind and cross the sansar sagar. It is Gyan Marg. Lifting the mind means your mind is merged in the OET. Take out that mind and intellect from the deity. It's here. 100% of your mind is here. Take out this mind from here and now think about the Lord. That is Gyan Marg. नहीं समझ में आता है तो चलो तीसरा बताते हैं. तीसरा उपाय देख लो. त्रिजगति सज्जत संगति रेखा भवती भवार्णव तरने नौका. दिस इफ यू वांट टू क्रॉस यू नीड ए नौका. संसार सागर इफ यू वांट टू क्रॉस नौका इज रिक्वायर्ड. ए बोट इज रिक्वायर्ड. व्हाट इज दैट बोट? सज्जत संगति एका. सज्जन संगति सत्संग एका. दूसरा नहीं है. इन रामायण ऑल्सो वी आर स्टडिंग स्टार्ट विथ सत्संग. द फर्स्ट इज द सत्संग. त्रि जगति सज्जन संगति एका भवती भव अर्णव तरने नौका. भव अर्णव. अर्णव मीन्स ओशन. भव अर्णव. व्हाट इज दिस भव अर्णव? ओशन वी नो. व्हाट इज दिस भव अर्णव? You become. You always want to become. Sara jindagi become. Bhavarnam. Then there is another path also. Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya durataya mam e prabhatante maya metam tarantite. That is another path. Surrender to Lord. Surrender to Lord. Worship Lord. In Gita also it will come today. Lord will say, Bhajaswamam, worship me. Only way out. Bhajaswamam. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.